ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music and more.
Lachlan Murdoch is no stranger to the Australian media landscape, having made a name for himself in his father's empire right here. As the eldest Murdoch son prepares to take the helm of Fox and News Corp, what can we expect from his reign? Will he stay true to what Rupert Murdoch has built or put his own spin on the company? Michael Wolff is a journalist and the author of The Fall, The End of the Murdoch Empire, and joins me from New York. Michael, good morning.
How are you?
Really well and excited to speak to you. You correctly named Lachlan the sort of one who was going to take over the Murdoch Empire 2 days before Rupert made the announcement. What made you believe Lachlan would take over and so soon?
Well, that's not exactly what I predicted. I actually predicted in the end of the empire, I think that has confirmed the first shoe has dropped, so to speak. Rupert Murdoch has said he's too old and he's stepping. He doesn't say stepping down. He says he is stepping back. And this entire empire, such as it yet remains, is Rupert Murdoch's empire. It's wholly, completely, entirely dependent on him. And this doesn't change. Rupert Murdoch may be stepping back, but he still holds all the power. He appoints the board. He appoints the CEO. In this case, his son. And he remains an incredibly meddlesome person. So I would not expect that anything much changes. And I would expect that Lachlan continues to listen to his father and that this will go on until his father dies. And at 92, that's not too far off. And at that point, the company is taken over by four votes. Rupert Murdoch's four oldest children, and in all likelihood, Lachlan Murdoch can be expected to be removed from his job. So maybe Lachlan has felt good about this day, but it's not a day that's going to last very long for him.
That's fascinating. So what does that mean for him right now, as if your prediction is right? And, you know, there's a lot that still has to play out, but he has this opportunity. Yes, his father looms large, but he's kind of got the keys, doesn't he?
He's kind of had the keys for the last 4 years and has not done much of anything. As a matter of fact, he had the keys to Fox News, the most powerful political voice in the United States. And what did he do? He moved back to Australia. So he's been running this American company, theoretically running it, from Australia. So I think the question still remains, and it's a question of among many Murdoch insiders and many Murdoch family members, does Lachlan Murdoch really want this job? Or does he just want to hold on to it because his brother James wants it more?
It's almost the stuff of fiction, right? There is some fiction made out of it now. Lachlan's had a long affiliation with Australian media, obviously, notably with Sky News. Does his work here give us some idea about his views, his values, the direction he believes that this organization should move in?
I mean, I think what we understand, and because what we've seen from Lachlan Murdoch, is a desire to please his father, to not step out of his father's shadow. And, you know, that could change overnight. He could become a different person and seize the reins of his company and do what he wants to do. But the likelihood of that seems remote.
Fox News's false claims about voter fraud in the 2020 election cost the company close to $1 billion in a class action. There's likely more payouts to come. What do we know about how Lachlan Murdoch viewed that? Was that an education moment for him?
No. Well, first thing, Lachlan Murdoch is, as the CEO of the company, was responsible or should have been held responsible. It's a huge embarrassment to the company, a mortification to have all of that evidence show that it broadcasts things that it patently did not believe in. And then it cost them almost $1 billion. Whose fault is that? Well, you know, it's Lachlan's fault. It's also Rupert's fault. So therefore, I guess Lachlan gets a pass because Rupert wasn't going to fire himself, unless that's exactly what he's done. But I would go so far as to say he hasn't. And everything pretty much stays the same.
Australian-American author Geraldine Brooks said James Murdoch would have been the better choice to succeed Rupert Murdoch. Is she right? Did his personal politics stop him from becoming the heir to the corporations?
Well, you know, inside there are Murdoch people who refer to the chucklehead, and that would be Lachlan, who is perceived as not being the brightest bulb in the firmament, and the hothead, who would be James, who was, you know, who insists that he is right on every issue and on every subject, listens to no one, is extremely difficult to deal with. So I think this became a the choice was between two bad choices. Now, in fact, in 2017, the decision was made to sell off most of the company. I mean, this is a very important point, because the Murdoch empire, such as we've known it for 70 years, really ceased to exist in 2017. All of the entertainment assets of the company, 21st Century Fox movie studio, and most of its very powerful cable television stations were sold to the Disney company. And one of the reasons that happened was that the family did not think that Lachlan Murdoch was up to the job of running a massive, diversified international company. So who should have gotten this job? I don't know. I mean, I think it was both choices were problematic. Probably, and many people feel, the person who should have gotten this job was their sister Elizabeth. But as a woman, Rupert Murdoch, that would have been a difficult path for him.
Do you think that gendered element is really strong in his thinking?
Excuse me, I missed the word.
He's the fact that she's a woman. Do you really think that's a dominant part of his thinking?
Oh yeah, very, very, very much so. And he's been very clear about that. And he's, you know, old fashioned to a fall. I once asked him why there were no women on his board of directors, and he said, and I quote directly, because they talk too much.
Okay. You revealed in your book that Rupert Murdoch is not a fan of Donald Trump, and neither is Lachlan. Could we see that view have an impact in this next US election?
Well, they've tried to have an impact here. I mean, they really, Rupert Murdoch, I mean, I think you can go, you can't go far enough. He finds Donald Trump repulsive. He has actually wished that Donald Trump would just die. And earlier, well, somewhat more than a year ago, after the 2022 midterm elections, Murdoch vowed that he was not going to let Donald Trump be the president again, and he almost single-handedly invented the candidacy of Ron DeSantis, the Florida governor, and that was his strategy. He was going to promote Ron DeSantis and keep Donald Trump off the air, off of Fox's air. And that has worked out very poorly for Rupert Murdoch. Ron DeSantis's candidacy has been stillborn, and Donald Trump is far and away the most popular candidate in a presidential primary possibly ever. And what's more, Donald Trump has gone to other networks. His enemy CNN, he's now had a rapprochement with, and he's on CNN. He's on NBC. He is at war with Rupert Murdoch, and that is not going well for Rupert.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's such an interesting conversation.
Yeah, no, it's a fantastic story. Always has been.
Yeah, it really is.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Michael. Michael Wolff is the author of The Fall, The End of the Murdoch Empire, and you're listening to RN Breakfast.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.